Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. Today we've got three stories dedicated to Robert Kennedy. So this is based on an email, actually a couple of emails that came in from Kennedy supporters who are concerned. And there are three main stories we're going to be looking at. We will look at this one about Kennedy hits pause on the Cooties cocktail project worth hundreds of millions. Interestingly, I covered this story back in November, I think it was September, October, or November of 2024, about this new delivery method for the cocktails. There will be an oral route, there will be a patch, there will be a spray. And I'll tell you what I think about this. And I know that many of you are applauding it. Then we're going to finish off. So we'll start with this story. Then we're going to talk about concerns that healthy Americans have about RFK and his health, whether or not he is in good health. And so we'll take a look at that. And then we are going to look at this very curious, I should have given you a warning before I showed you. Someone was very concerned about this photo, so I'm going to share that email as well. Let me know what you think is going on in this photo that came from Kennedy's Twitter account. And it's titled Northern Curly Tailed Lizard with Russell Brand and Dr. Oz. So I've got three stories. This last one is a doozy. It might even be too controversial and conspiratorial for even me. So I'll give you that caveat from the outset. And we'll get to that in just a moment. Friends, before we go any farther, I wanted to let you know about noblegoldinvestments.com. And my question is, how fast can stock market sentiment change? In an instant, just ask the NVIDIA investors, nearly $600 billion in market value wiped out overnight. No warning, no second chances. Noble Gold Investments is alerting all clients to diversify now. Market crashes don't wait. They strike fast, devastating the unprepared. But the smart investors, they're already one step ahead, protected and prepared. For nearly a decade, my friends at Noble Gold Investments have helped thousands protect their wealth with gold IRAs and physical gold. With over $2 billion in precious metal sales, Noble Gold is the trusted choice for Americans serious about financial security. Gold, it's real, it's yours, and it retains value. And now when you open a qualified account, you'll receive 2 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful coins for free. My question, are you diversified? If not, when will you act? After your portfolio is down 10 or 20 or 30%, or will you protect your portfolio now? The next market crash won't send a warning. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com today. Don't just grow your wealth, guard it and give them a call, friends. You know, there is always a risk of investment. There's no guarantee of any kind, but get your questions answered by the experts in the United States in this family-owned business. 877-646-5347, noblegoldinvestments.com. All right, friends, the first of our three stories has to do with Kennedy announcing a pause on a contract with Vaxart, which is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And I am all in favor of shrinking the government, of doing it in an intelligent manner. So we'll take a look at this story. I am sharing with you my Substack, which will be published tomorrow. And the comments I have are that Robert Kennedy is making the news and my Kennedy supporters are emailing me about their concerns for his health. So we'll be looking at these three stories. And the first one is Kennedy pausing research on this new Cooties cocktail. And I can hear the applause all the way here in South Florida. But some of my smart, savvy, discerning, healthy Americans are concerned that this could be another straw man, meaning let's solve a problem that is not the main problem, but let's pretend it's the main problem so that we can say we solved it and take attention away from the actual real problem. I'm sure you followed that. So the case in point is Kennedy focusing on pausing this Cooties cocktail project worth hundreds of millions of dollars. So I will have a link for you. This comes from Children's Health Defense. I rebranded it Children's Vaccine Defense based on Kennedy's comments in his Senate hearings. And I know that many of you said he just had to say that, Peggy. You need to give him a chance. Well, let's give him a chance, shall we? He issued a 90-day stop work order on the contract until Health and Human Services determines whether it is prudent and safe to continue. There were going to be 10,000 participants in this clinical trial. So there's 10,000 people who are no longer going to be harmed. I am in favor of that. Here is what I want to direct your attention to. Kennedy says, I look forward to working with Vaxart and medical experts to ensure this work produces safe, effective, and fiscal-minded vaccine technology, he said. So this is where I'm talking about the straw man, also can be known as a red herring, telling you to look over there instead of over here where the real issue. So I've talked about this quite a bit on my channel and in this Substack. So his push and focus, as always, for Kennedy is on making the cocktail safe and effective. It's strange to me to think that anyone wants to spend time, money, or harm children and animals while enriching the pharmaceutical companies, trying to prove that poison can be safe. The main issue, the main problem, and the main conversation is not about making these cocktails safe and effective and fiscal-minded. That's a very interesting phrase that he used there. The main issue, problem, and conversation is this. Number one, our government should not be promoting or imposing medical interventions. Why is the government involved in that? I literally do not understand. Number two, our tax dollars should not be going to these pharmaceutical companies, enriching them while they perform these needless tests, which can never prove what they want to prove. And number three, innocent children and animals are harmed, maimed, and dare I say, even killed while these unnecessary so-called safety tests are carried out. Now, I am a person of optimism and determination, and I will continue to follow these developments, especially 90 days from now after this pause on the Vaxart contract expires and ostensibly could kick in again. So yes, a step in the right direction, but let's keep our eye on the ball and not get, you know, fritter our attention away on making these cocktails safe, which can never be done. All right. The second story, this came in from a healthy American, more than one actually. And I'll summarize it by asking, what is the mysterious blue liquid that Kennedy is purportedly taking? Is this why his skin appears blue or purple? So I'll read you her email and then we'll go back and look at the video. And then we will also take a look at these photos again. So she says, hi, Peggy, I know you are no fan of RFK Jr., as you call him, but I am willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. Hope he's going to dismantle some of these agencies that have been trying to put their noses into our health. But that's my concern, is Bobby Kennedy's health, she writes. I noticed that his skin is looking purple or kind of blue. I know it's not a suntan. I live in Arizona, so I know what suntan skin looks like. But do you think he's having an oxygenation problem? I don't know who to ask about this. I know that he has a problem with his voice, probably from the cocktail, as you call it. Did he ever state that, or am I imagining it? And I think he did mention that's was the cause of the vocal dystonia, as it's called. So her email goes on and says, anyway, I was wondering if you or anybody knows why his skin looks purple, blue, actually almost gray. My dad had a heart attack in his skin. I think she meant, and his skin looked gray in the weeks leading up to it. Or do you think someone is poisoning him? I think that's what they did in Russia sometime back. Anyway, even though we don't see eye to eye, I think she meant eye to eye, I do like most of your videos and please keep up the good work. So I do appreciate that. Again, friends, we can have different points of view. I wanted to share that because it demonstrates being able to have a conversation, ask questions, even if we don't see eye to eye. So I like that. So I was curious about that. This is one of the most recent appearances that he gave, his first address when he was officially on board as the Secretary of Health and Human Services. And then I just did an internet search and I typed in Kennedy, purple skin. And interestingly, I don't think this is anything that he has, but interestingly, there is a symptom of a Ken, it's called a Kennedy terminal ulcer. That is so just crazy. A Kennedy terminal ulcer, which I believe is on the skin, KTU, is a type of pressure ulcer that develops in people who are dying. KTUs are often irregularly shaped and can appear purple or black. I don't think that's what he has, but I thought it was interesting that there's an actual name of Kennedy referring to this ulcer. So we will take a look at the Twitter video, which I have for you here, and let me expand this. And again, I can't even verify if this is accurate, but this has been making the rounds and people have been emailing it to me. So I decided to share it. If you can verify or let me know the original source, I would love to see it. This does look like a first class cabin, where you have two seats on the left and then there's an aisle. So it looks like he's sitting at the bulkhead and it certainly looks like him. He likes to wear those kinds of blue shirts. Let me increase the size here. Here we go. He's got the tremors. You can see if that is him, the shaky hand. All right. So I will have a link for you in my Substack about that. Again, I can't verify it. There were a couple of interesting comments. This was a story in the Economic Times of India. And there was also something on Yahoo that said Robert F. Kennedy is going viral on social media after he was caught on camera adding a mysterious blue liquid to his in-flight beverage. And internet sleuths believe they know what it is. The leading theory among, I don't like to use the word X, among Twitter users is that the prospective health secretary, this was a few days prior to his confirmation, was dosing his drink with methylene blue. Let me know if you have heard of this. Officially, the compound is injected as a treatment for the blood disorder, methemoglobinemia, I suppose that's how you pronounce it, in which blood loses its ability to carry oxygen throughout the body. It is also used to dye textiles. However, it has also gained a cult following as a potential health silver bullet that supporters claim can add years to one's life. So there is just something I grabbed off the internet. This fellow said, I've been at, again, this is in that Twitter content and some of the comments. And this guy said, I've been asked why RFK Jr. looks like that. Besides the high dose of TRT, which I believe stands for testosterone replacement therapy, his skin tone comes from a peptide called melanotan, not melatonin, melanotan. In short, it produces new melanin, but most overdo it and they always end up with the leathery look. So it could be that. It could be the methylene blue, which is supposed to help with oxygenation. So again, people are asking me about this and they are concerned. And then this, I just thought was funny. It was in the Twitter feed. So you don't want to add color additives to your food, but he's adding color additives to the water. Whatever the case, we wish Kennedy good health and a sound mind to make decisions that do not harm children and innocent animals. So that was my response to that email. Now there's another email that came in. And again, basically summarizing, is Kennedy trolling us with lizard people comments? Now, I warned you about this one. This is the controversy and the conspiracy that may be even too much for me to handle here. So there is a strange caption. This came from Kennedy's Twitter account, and it says Northern Curly-Tailed Lizard with Russell Brand and Dr. Oz. So I guess he's referring to himself as the curly-tailed lizard. Oh my gosh, this image is just, I really don't have words for it, friends. This came in from a concerned healthy American. He wrote, have you seen this photo of Junior as you call him? Why did he say it this way? Northern Curly-Tailed Lizard with Russell Brand and Dr. Oz. Most people would say, here I am with the lizard or something. It's like he made it sound It's like he made it sound like a joke, so we would think he is the lizard. Am I reading into this too much? You always teach us to ask questions, so I am asking about it. Did you know about the lizard people conspiracy? She writes, do you think he's doing it like a joke? Can you do a vid on, I think she meant video. Can you do a vid on it? P.S. I think Russell Brand looks very feminine. What say you, Peggy? Oh, the picture of masculinity out of all of them. What can I say? Oh, some people should keep their shirts on. I'll just leave it that way. Yeah, you want to take health advice from these people? I don't know what Russell Brand, I do not follow that character, but yeah, very feminine, I would say that. Well, that's not really the subject of the video, but I do have to admit that the lizard people conspiracy is a new one. But here it is, the reptilian conspiracy theory. Have you heard of this, friends? Apparently, they're supposed to be reptilian humanoids, which play a prominent role in these fantasy science fiction, ufology, and conspiracy theories. The idea of reptilians was popularized by David Icke, a conspiracy theory. This is from Wikipedia, saying that these shape-shifting reptilian aliens control Earth by taking on human form and gaining political power to manipulate human societies. Icke has stated on multiple occasions that many world leaders were or are possessed by the so-called reptilians. So these are the shapeshifters, the Babylonian Brotherhood, Illuminati, or elite manipulate events to keep humans in fear so that the archons can feed off the resulting negative energy. You know what? I have not done a lot of digging into the reptilian shapeshifters, but I will say evil does feed off negative energy. And I'm sure, well, let's take a look. This meme has made the rounds on Twitter a lot related to Newsom. And I didn't really understand what it was referring to. Now I do. Now, it's interesting to me. I just grabbed this off of Kennedy's Instagram, and you can go to his Instagram page. He's got lots of videos of himself with reptiles. So now maybe it's just me. I prefer dogs and cats. I know some people like snakes and lizards and all that. Apparently he does. But again, is he trolling people? Is he kind of mocking people? Is he making a joke? Does he realize that there are those who think that our political overlords are reptiles? Here's one, my beautiful gopher snake. And it just goes on and on. And what I think is interesting, first of all, the lizard people is a new one for me, but from Kennedy's social media, you can see he really has a fascination with snakes and lizards. Now, here's the irony. I have often referred to certain government officials as public serpents. You've heard that. That's one of my Peggy-isms. That's one of my code words. And I use that when they're serving evil instead of representing we the people. So there were plenty of public serpents on the Orange County Board of Supervisors. I'd make a joke about that as well, because they appear very stupid in that they don't understand the law. So I've been calling them public serpents, not even realizing that there's this whole theory of the lizard people. Now, I didn't particularly have Kennedy in mind when I was talking about the public serpents. I actually did not put him in that category. I have other names for Kennedy, such as Junior. And I've always said he's the right man for the jab, but this is the final thing I want to leave you with. This is Trump. Now, this is many years ago, and I have this clip for you that you can click to watch on your own. I will just play a short snippet of it. And it's Trump reciting a story called The Snake. And this is several years ago. And many of you will also draw attention to his hand gesture there, the 666 sign. So let's just play this short clip.
Who has heard the poem called The Snake? So I have it. Does anybody want to hear it again? You sure? Are you sure?
All right, I'm not going to play the entire thing. I will have a link for you. And please draw your own conclusions. All right, friends. And that's it, friends. Let me know what you think about these stories. I really appreciate having you on board. Thank you for watching until the end of this video. Tomorrow is Friday. I like to have something a little more out of the ordinary. And I will have something that hopefully will bring you a little smile, a little satirical video. And then on Saturday, we get back to business and I will have Christine Massey as my guest. We're going to be doing a deep dive on how she has done hundreds of Freedom of Information Act requests from governments and health agencies, including the CDC, and all of these Freedom of Information requests asking for evidence about this so-called particle. And she has never gotten any evidence from any of these places. We're going to do a deep dive on that. That webinar is for my financial supporters. And I look forward to, it's the same link that you use every time. So please go back to that link and you can sign up there. It's always recorded if you can't make it live. All right, friends, thank you for being on board. Hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I look forward to seeing you in an upcoming broadcast.